How can we overcome so much evil by Krishna's mercy?
Nev deva mahatmano natrikarya vicharna, sharara mentu utsrishta rukma punkha patatrenaha, sarpapanya channa bhutva bhakshayantism rakshasan, yen yen chagat chanti rakshasabhay karshita, ten ten smpashanti ram mevagrata sthitam. Itthang vinashitang tenjanasthanam tavanag,
quote, neither the demigods nor any exalted personalities were there helping Rama, for he acted alone. You should not entertain any doubt on this matter. Indeed, Rama shot feathered arrows, plated with gold, which turned into five-headed serpents that devoured all the Rakshasas. The Rakshasas were oppressed with fear, and wherever they went and wherever they turned, they saw Rama in front of them. In this way, O spotless one, have your Rakshasas been destroyed in the forest of Janasthana by Rama?
Akampana speaking to Ravana, Valmiki Ramayana, Aranyakand,
31.18-19.
I am overwhelmed with sadness and fear. The situation of the world is tragic. I feel so much for everyone, even the evildoers. They do not know the pain and suffering they are in for. It is awaiting them, at some moment in time. They do not know that the afterlife will not lead to escape, they will be forced to suffer in return for the pain they have caused others. The fear I have relates to living. I think the newly installed government, which illegally took an election, will implement mass genocide. They are looking to kill anyone who disagrees with their criminal ways. They will never openly admit this. They speak publicly in the opposite way, that they are interested in safety, welfare, and doing good. We are not blind to the truth. We know that the criminals have risen to power. They have the might of the military at their disposal. They can compel anyone to do anything. Rather than resist, we keep silent. Why rock the boat? Don't make any waves. Stay under the radar. What is the remedy? I don't think one person can affect the change that is necessary. How will my life and devotion survive? These people are looking to remove all vestiges of spiritual awakening, of allegiance to a higher power.
Based on the historical information provided in Vedic literature, the clash between good and evil has been ongoing since before anyone can remember. We think the wicked are strong today, but no one can compare to the likes of Ravana and Hiranyakashipu. They were so powerful that the demigods in heaven had to live in fear. Saintly people in the world were under constant attack. They were not to conduct yajna, lest the demigods gain in strength. The leaders were ruthless in their punishment. They killed the most innocent in society, sending the warning message to any potential dissenters. Despite the numbers on the side of the bad, the Supreme Lord can always overcome. You can amass an army of 14,000. The best warriors in the world, aided by the ability to change shapes at will. Flying with the advantage of being on offense, of knowing where the target is, the other side should not stand a chance. Yet there he is, one man, fighting alone, with his bow and arrows. The younger brother, equally as capable in combat, retreats to a nearby cave. Lakshman provides protection to Sita Devi, she should not be anywhere near the conflict. Sri Rama defends against the 14,000, it is no match, the enemy is so soundly defeated that they have to run for their lives, they cannot scamper fast enough, the arrows chase them wherever they go, there is the vision of five-headed serpents at the end. Know that Rama chases every demon in the same way through his all-devouring force known as time. The evildoers will always face the music, whether they are aware or not. Lost in illusion, they think this life is the only one, that the living being is merely a set of chemicals.
Asatyam apratishthante, jagadahoranishwaram, aparaspar sambhutang, kimanyat kam hetukam.
Quote, they say that this world is unreal, that there is no foundation and that there is no God in control. It is produced of sex desire, and has no cause other than lust.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 16.8.
Even if all hope is lost, if there is nothing on the horizon to look forward to, as long as I have the chance to chant the holy names and remember Sri Rama, the other side has not yet gained victory. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In closing, despite following the criminal way, and through theft in office to stay, this last victory not gaining, Rama my efforts sustaining, so that regularly to chant, to break my will they can't, standing with arrows at the ready, with aim on their targets steady.